The citrus groves are a dark grid of trees and 20-foot ladders. Cold rain has turned the rows to slick mud, and your canvas jacket is stiff with damp. A digital thermometer on the shed wall blinks 35 degrees, then 34. Over the radio, the owner's voice is tight. If the freeze takes the fruit, the farm files for bankruptcy tomorrow. That means 40 migrant workers lose their jobs, and the bunkhouses they live in could be cleared out. But your crew has already worked 14-hour shifts for 12 straight days. People are moving like sleepwalkers toward the buses, boots dragging, eyes half closed. An hour ago, Mateo collapsed. He is in the medical tent now, shivering under a foil blanket, barely able to hold a cup of water. To save the harvest, the trees need heavy tarps fast, in the dark. That means sending exhausted people back up ladders with wet rungs and awkward loads. If you let them rest, the frost will likely ruin everything by midnight. You have minutes before the buses pull out and the temperature drops further. What do you order?